Thanks for calling us here at Circle Service. This is Winfrey, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you? Can you give me one quick second?
I can.
Hello? Okay, I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm working from home and trying to wait on the phone at the same time. Yes. I don't know if the representative had already passed my information along to you already.
It has been. For Aisha Hubbard.
Aisha Hubbard, yes. Someone had called me there at like 12:10 this afternoon to schedule a time for me for someone to come out to service the home for the air conditioning, and I missed the call because I was working. And I called right back, and I've been holding trying to get through since then. So I was trying to confirm a time that a person would be able to, of course, come out and everything, and I haven't had such a great experience thus far. So I'm just trying to make sure that I know the time and when they are supposed to be here so that way I can make sure I'm available, of course.
Okay, so I do see that you're scheduled for tomorrow, and how it works, they'll call you in the morning. The technician will call you in the morning with that time frame to let you know what time he'll be out there, and then he'll call you 30 minutes to an hour before he gets there to let you know exactly when he'll be out there.
Okay, now the only thing was that I was just a little weary of that because I've had some really bad experiences with that situation happening in the past where that was supposed to happen and it didn't happen. You know, like I've gotten a text or so, and I've gotten calls where the person got a text the day before, then I got a text the day of saying they're coming, and then they canceled and didn't come at all, you know. And then,
well, sir, I can assure you that you've been scheduled this time, ma'am. I'm looking at the order, and I've just confirmed it for you. All you have to do is wait for that call from that technician. You're going to be routed later this afternoon.
Okay, so someone will be here tomorrow, but we don't know the time that they'll be here.
No, ma'am. They'll call you in the morning with that time frame, and also he'll call you 30 minutes to an hour before he gets there.
Okay, and tomorrow, can you see what they're supposed to be doing? Are they supposed to be bringing, like, a coil tomorrow for the...
Yes, it says a condenser unit replacement, so they're coming out there to replace it.
Because the condenser was supposed to be replaced, and then when the representative came out on the 3rd, he replaced it, but then he broke the coil. So then he couldn't move forward because he had damaged the coil.
Yeah, so they're coming out there to get that replaced tomorrow.
Okay, but you do see where it says coil on there as well, not just the condenser.
I do see that, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. Okay, because I'm just making sure. I've had like 3 people out here, and each person has been totally different. You know what I'm saying? One person came, and then they didn't have the condenser. Then the other person came, they put the coil. And the last person came and put the condenser, and then he broke the coil. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to make sure because we've been dealing with this since April. Okay. All right, then we will wait till tomorrow and then see. We'll wait for the call, but we'll be here.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm sorry. What was your name?
Winford.
Winford. Okay. Thank you. And I think you have called me in the past. I have your name written down as well. I think you've called and left a voicemail for me in the past. So I will definitely, hopefully, that they'll be here tomorrow. So if not, then I guess I will be calling back.
Yes, ma'am. If you need anything else, please do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.